Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville.
Welcome back to the Daily Drive. This is our day six spotlight on Every Shot I Take by PGA Hall of Famer Davis Love III. Last time we talked about precision putting. Today, we'll talk about another favorite topic, practice. But if we gave you 10 chances, you'd never guess today's advice. In the book, one chapter is written by his younger brother Mark, who was Davis's caddy for several years. Mark thought about turning pro, but that PGA mindset wasn't a good fit. The most significant difference between Davis and me, he says, is that practice made Davis better, and it made me worse. That's a startling statement coming from a low handicapper. Think of it this way, Mark says. Someone who is really interested in details is likely to be a very good practicer. That's Davis. When we go fishing, Davis has to know every aspect of what he's doing. How to rig the lures, or what the chop on the water should be. Someone who is interested in the big picture is maybe not as likely to be a good practicer. That's me. I enjoy fishing as much as Davis, but I'm not interested in the details. Just put a rod in my hands, and I'm happy. For a long time, Mark felt guilty about not practicing. It's hard for a teacher, he says, to accept that some players don't get much, if anything, out of practice. It's taken me a long time to accept that, but I know for me it's true. When I tried to get better, I got worse. Once Mark accepted the alternate reality premise that practice wasn't helping, he started to enjoy the game more and play better. I never practice, he says, except hitting balls for 15 minutes to warm up before a round, and I'm playing the best golf I've ever played. Did you ever think you'd hear your friends at Imagine Golf suggest that you should stop practicing? Obviously, this isn't going to work for everyone, but we've met players who, like Mark, do worse with practice. So for those of you listening, you're not crazy and you're not alone. The writer C.S. Lewis said, "No one can teach riding so well as a horse." When trying to master anything in life, most of us need lots of practice. But there are all kinds of learning styles. Some of us might do better if we just climb on the horse and ride. Yes, we'll get thrown off more often. Yes, it might take longer to get better. But for some, the bumpy road is not only more fun, it's the only road to success. There's room in golf for all of us. Thanks for listening, and thanks for letting a friend who loves the game of golf know about Imagine Golf. We're here to help everyone improve their mental game in just a few minutes a day. That's all for today. Until next time, keep imagining what's possible.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free 7-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.